Most scientists will tell you a habit can be formed in 21 days from consistent behavior. That's not true if you've inherited from four generations the addictive behavior of being addicted to alcohol. It could take you lifetimes. That's why some people can stop drinking anytime, and other people, they have one sip of alcohol and they're off into the deep end again. So it's not a matter of age, it's more a matter of your DNA, your quantum memory, and your genetics. We get about 10,000 new ideas a day, thoughts, data inputs. And there's two ways that we interpret them. One, through our senses, how we see, hear, touch, smell, taste. Unfortunately, those senses are inaccurate. They're completely inaccurate, and they're not the same for you and I. We see things differently, taste them differently. The other half of how we understand what comes to us is through our memory. And we all know how inaccurate our memories are. And the older you get, cancel, but it seems to get more inaccurate. Probably because there's more in there. Maybe it's more accurate, just more data to understand. So first of all, the only way that we accept data are through those two inputs every single day. And you're created with a cellular memory that communicates with your brain. So what she's asking is, does it take 21 to 30 days to build a neural pathway in your brain? I used to say yes. I don't think so anymore. I think that at minimum it takes 21 days, but determinative upon your DNA, your quantum memory. So for example, I can have alcohol, no problem. And if I started drinking alcohol, I could easily create a habit of not drinking alcohol, and in 21 days, a straight neural pathway would be formed, and I would never have to drink alcohol again. Nicotine, I could take I used to chew tobacco, I've never smoked a cigarette, but my great-grandparents' parents, my dad smoked 3 packs a day. If I have one chewing tobacco, it will take me much longer than 30 days to create a habit. It might take more than a lifetime. Because I still couldn't tell you, I haven't chewed tobacco in over 10 years, that if I had one dip, that I wouldn't be rushing to the liquor store after this to go buy more. So it's determinative on 21 days minimum will form, is what doctor says, but it's all determinative on your potential. Some things, no problem quitting. Other things, you know, if it's you see it in your genetics, it's probably gonna take a little bit longer. But that continuum to me creates the law of attraction. I used to think it was only what I think, say, and do. If I have my vision board, I dream about it, think about it, do it, it's gonna come to me. I truly believe that there's a frequency that runs from if I think, say, and do it consistently, my brain will create a neural pathway. The more I access that information, because you have 40,000 of the same thoughts in your subconscious, the more I access it from what I think, say, and do, the more it's gonna send a signal to my DNA and activate different parts of me, personality traits that are different. When they talk about stopping the chain of abuse, you know, certain habits, that's what you're doing. And then that's where, to me, the law of attraction works, is that my frequency is determinative upon by my quantum nature, my DNA, my chromosomes, my coding. That's what's sending a signal out there that we don't understand. Like, why the heck is this guy? He's not that smart, good looking, or strong. Why is he so successful? Why does he get what he wants? Because I carry a frequency. So 21 days or more, knowing that now after 21 days or more, it goes to my subconscious. There's 40,000 data points in your subconscious, and you can access them anytime when you're sleeping, when you're awake. The more you access it, the more it starts talking to the epigenetic layer of your DNA. There's a layer that activates your quantum memory, your DNA. Those are your personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions, are the basic four. And so when you're learning something, that repetition of being aware of it, knowing also, okay, I'm accessing it every day in my subconscious, and then starting to see those personality traits, for example, working out. Has anybody, when they started workout, not want to work out day two, right? But if you've worked out for, you know, from 21 days on, has anyone ever got to the point where they didn't want to work out, to the point where if they don't work out, they're literally craving to work out? Right, that's the example of how we learn.